Axiom Communications.
I'm Chris Carey. Welcome to the fourth in a series of podcasts aimed at making you a better communicator. In the third podcast, we focused on communicating change. This time, we look at 8 tips to help you run a great meeting. A meeting is often described as an event at which minutes are kept and hours are lost, but it doesn't have to be that way. According to research in Management Today, office workers spend 16 hours a week in meetings and reckon that a quarter of that time is a total waste. Over the course of a career, that can amount to a year of lost time. Now multiply that by the size of your team. So you've decided that an email, call, or chat in the corridor won't do. What are the 8 golden rules to make your meetings effective and help you gain a reputation for making them great? Number 1, be clear about your purpose. Are you trying to solve a problem, provide an update, make a decision, or build a team? With a clear purpose in mind, you can create a clear agenda. But always start with, the purpose of this meeting is X, Y, or Z. This will focus your mind as you design the agenda and, of course, the minds of those you invite to your meeting. With your agenda fixed, circulate it 4 or 5 days ahead of time. That way, you'll have participants and not merely attendees in your meeting. And when that sign on the meeting room door says engaged, make sure that includes the people inside. Next, prioritize the content of the agenda. Important topics appear towards the beginning of the meeting to take advantage of the natural early energy in the room and to ensure they get sufficient attention. Don't let the good stuff be at the mercy of any other business. 2, think carefully about who participates. Research by the Harvard Business Review suggests that 4 to 7 people in a meeting is optimum. But it can't just be anyone. Invite people who can genuinely contribute to or benefit from the meeting. And once you've done that, consider the styles and needs of the participants. That will impact on the way you do things. Those with an eye for detail might appreciate knowing what to research. Quiet people could need time to reflect before offering a view. Loud, domineering types will probably need to be managed with care. Number 3, create a conducive environment. The purpose of your meeting should influence the space you use and how you lay it out. There's no point in expecting blue sky thinking to emanate from dingy, darkly lit rooms. Once you have your space, make the layout within it work. A board table induces formal behaviour. And the people nearest the chair are perceived to be more important. Is that what you want? Consider a seating plan. We all pay attention to who sits where at an informal dinner party, and yet for vital business meetings we happily allow free seating. Opposites do not attract in meetings. People with opposing views should not sit opposite one another, as it encourages antagonism. Instead, try sitting them next to each other. And work out where you should sit. As the leader of the meeting, you need to be in the driving seat, wherever that may be in the room. I appreciate that meeting room space is often at a premium and you can't always pick and choose, but you can always tidy the room up. Untidy rooms lead to untidy thoughts. Number 4, agree the rules of engagement. Start your meetings on time. One person coming in 15 minutes late creates 1.5 cumulative hours of wasted time for the 6 participants who did get there for the beginning of your meeting. Set out and agree your rules of engagement as the meeting begins. Now for me, that always means switching telephones to silent and making them invisible. You want everyone to be fully present in your meeting and not distracted by emails and texts. If you see tablets are switched on, ensure that they're actually for note-taking and not for a sneaky bit of cyber working. Think about it. The reason that people feel the need to check their emails during meetings is because they're always in meetings, with no time to actually do the work or complete the actions from the last one. So at least make sure your meetings are as effective as they can be. Number 5, assign roles including Yoda. Be clear about who is taking which role. The leader does not have to be the note taker or even the timekeeper. You might consider tasking someone specifically with the role of asking the awkward questions. someone to point at the elephant in the room, or even the emperor's naked backside. Someone who introduces the topic that's on everyone's lips but no one dares mention. This we sometimes refer to as the Yoda role. Speak the unspoken, I will. According to Ken Ferrazzi, author of Who's Got Your Back, candor in meetings is a very reliable predictor of an organization's success. Organizations that don't foster challenge in meetings often perform less well. Number 6, drive dialogue. Set aside meeting time for structured discussion. You don't want the loudmouth to dominate proceedings or to block the input of more reflective characters. Consider breaking the group into small teams, possibly as small as twos and threes, and give them time to discuss issues before an elected spokesperson shares their team's views with the wider group. Then, after a very inclusive discussion, be sure to summarise and check for consensus or understanding before you move on to the next topic. Number 7. Follow up. Whether you meet in the flesh or cyberspace, follow up is key if your meeting is to achieve its potential. And do it within 48 hours, copying all participants, outlining actions, owners, and dates. You might even consider, in your meeting minutes, naming late arrivers and early leavers. It sometimes stops persistent offenders. Number 8, AOB, the last points in meetings. These days, many of us need to run our meetings via telephone, web, or video conferencing, and everything I've said so far applies to virtual meetings too. But there are some specific techniques and considerations that can make a virtual meeting almost as good as a face-to-face one. My big tip is to run the meeting as if you were the host of a radio phone-in show. Always name-check the person you want to speak next, so everyone is clear whose turn it is and who they're supposed to be listening to. That avoids the embarrassed silences. Your job is to cue participants to respond. Orchestrate the process. Drive the process. Next time you're listening to a radio phone-in show, listen to how the presenter conducts proceedings. Here are some other basics for virtual meetings that often get overlooked. Get to your meeting room early and check the technology before the meeting starts. You might even find it handy to have the technical guy's mobile telephone number in your pocket just in case. When you get people to introduce themselves, invite them to say what they want from the meeting and how they can help deliver it. A single sentence from each will do. Mention this on the agenda that you circulate so that participants can prepare. Draw a diagram of who's involved and where they are, and keep it in front of you to help make sure you're including everyone, not just those who might happen to be with you in the room in person. Use your voice to best effect. Vary your tone and pace. Use an upward inflection to signal a question and a downward inflection to give a command. Your voice quality can communicate any emotion you need. So there we are. The author Dave Barry said, if you had to identify, in one word, the reason why the human race has not achieved and never will achieve its full potential, that one word would be meetings. We at Axiom don't want that or the lost years on our conscience, and nor, I suspect, do you. Time, then, to become famous for running great meetings. That's all for this podcast. In Programme 5, we'll look at how to present with impact. I'm Chris Carey, and this has been a How to Be a Better Communicator podcast from Axiom Communications.
The Axiom Communications Handbook, How to Be a Better Communicator, contains a wealth of tips and techniques and is available to buy exclusively via our website. AxiomCommunications.com